Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Hey.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have Sean here. And earlier today, I was speaking with my wife, to Emil, who's our gentleman we had on earlier, one of the founders of Less EMF. And we're putting in Sun Run Solar. If you want to find out about, we actually can act through our proxy, Memphis is his name, who actually works around the country. It's the best solar system you can get. And the reason is it's a utility. When they need to change solar panels in 5-7 years, or if something happens to them, they'll just replace them. We're putting in very advanced batteries, two giant batteries, as well as two giant inverters. We're going to have actually around 40 giant solar panels, which will give us all the power we need. Although we're connected to the power grid and we'll be dumping power into the grid, our bill is going to be about a third what it was previously, or a little as a quarter, depending on how much air conditioning we use. And we want to also block the radiation, so we're actually talking to Emil and giving the dimensions. We're going to wrap those inverters, which are big. They're about the size of my supercomputer, which I had custom rebuilt just a few weeks ago. And you need to wrap it so the magnetic fields don't fry you in the roof of your home. And you can do that. You can ground those inverters with this material, and the magnetic field's not going to fry your little brain or talk to your genes and tell you to do bad stuff to your cells. Pretty cool stuff, isn't it?
Yeah. It's not exactly going to be grounding it out. You can add a ground port to shield extra EMF as well. It's more, we're giving it a new path, so its path doesn't interrupt you.
Right. Now the neat thing about Less EMF is you can remediate 90-95%. I was just looking at my little headphone sets, which I got, which are a zero radiation headset. And they're neat because they have little tubes that go about like 5 or 6 inches before it gets to your ear. A lot of the young people nowadays, including people I know, are walking around with these little short things that look like earphones, but they are only like 2 inches long. They don't even have a wire connected because they have actually a wireless thing connecting their cell phone or their phone app or their computer. So they don't even have wires hanging out. They got this little stupid ear jack with about 1.5 to 2 inches of a little stick, it looks like, connected below that, hanging right in the midair. That's radiating their temporal lobe and their eighth cranial nerve. Not good, is it?
Not at all.
Especially if they already have tinnitus, or they've got a vertical balance problem, or memory issues, or they're having problems with sleeping, insomnia. Do they not realize that your pineal gland is being jammed when you put scanner radiation? Because the highest concentration of magnetite in your body is in your pineal gland, which is why it senses, you know, geographic positions of the Earth and Schumann resonance of the Earth, and is directly affected. It's actually the thing that connects your physical body to your higher self or your soul, is your pineal. Did you know that?
I didn't.
Yeah, it's part of connected to what's in the Bible. It talks about the silver cord, right? The silver cord actually connects to your pineal gland.
Wow.
It's through the magnetite in your pineal gland. It's called hyperdimensional physics. You know, we talked about hyperdimensional physics. I'm going to be bringing on Brian from BZtronics to talk about it. In fact, he has some other neat apps that are available. And we're working on an app for frequency now. What I'm doing, I'm in the process of collecting articles along with my colleague, Dr. Truat, and researching Dr. Linus Pauling, other quantum biophysicists. And I presented my first lecture 36 years ago. Now, why is this important? Because electropollution is, to basically summarize it, is gene silencing and toxicology. For example, if you have a mercury ballast light in your ceiling, it's sending out mercury frequencies that actually are the same in your cells as if you had mercury poisoning inside your cells. Now, the research I started with Murray Vimy now 38 and a half years ago, who was a dentist working on his PhD in dental toxicopathology, I got threatened by the Alberta College of Physicians and Surgeons for just giving him equations and showing him how to do the toxicology, because I have a PhD in chemistry and nuclear chemistry and biophysics. And when I presented this information to Murray, he used that to actually do the research that was eventually used by Hal Huggins and the European Academy of Dental Pathology. Now, why is this important? It's because mercury and other toxic chemicals, in fact, it turns out any toxic chemical you have, if you look at Linus Pauling's research, you can degrade it to its harmonic resonant frequency, and they're always equivalent to heavy metals and radiotoxins. So a chemical toxin like a pesticide, if you actually calculate its atomic resonant, it has harmonic resonant frequencies in the same frequency range as toxic heavy metals and radiotoxins. Nasty, eh? And if you look at the periodic table of elements, in the vertical table, if you have, let's say, uranium, depleted uranium, which is basically detectable over 38 U.S. 48 states, the 48 U.S. states, because they have DU munitions testing in facilities all across America. People don't know this, do they? That they actually have live ammo with depleted uranium in it. Right?
Yeah.
And what happens is it blocks your molybdenum and chromium. You say, well, how does that work? Well, if you have molybdenum blocked, you can't create nitric oxide, and without nitric oxide, you can't offload oxygen into your tissues. Not good. If you have chromium, it blocks chromium vanadium because of the molybdenum, because of the effect of depleted uranium, and it turns you diabetic, and you get a wasting syndrome. Because you lose copper, zinc, superoxide dismutase, you have super surge of singlet oxygen in your body, which is not good. In fact, diabetes takes off like a rocket in anybody exposed to even minimal amounts of depleted uranium. I had one guy who came back, and this is the mid-90s, came back from the Gulf, and he was exposed as a medic, taking somebody out of what's called blue fire accident, where one of our live ammo things hit one of our Abrams tanks, and he yanked the guy out of the tank who had already got some shrapnel in him from it. And the vapor from the actual, what's called, the depleted uranium round, he inhaled it, and he lost 90 pounds literally in 1.5 months. And when I saw him, he was dying. He did die. And then I went to test his tissues, and they said, Deagle, if you test them, you'll be fired or worse. And I said to my commander, Major Swinder, I said, what do you mean worse? He said, well, we'll fire you, and then we'll kill you. I said, you know what? You're going to take that back, Major, before you leave for the day, or tomorrow morning you won't be putting your socks on. So he apologized. Did you know that? Deagle is not Mr. Pushover. That's why a lot of natural doctors are dying. You don't cross the paths of Dr. Deagle and threaten me. It's not a good thing to do. It's a terminal thing to do. How's that? Legally or otherwise. And I won't want to describe otherwise, but it'll be nasty. I'm a secretary for either Allah, Jesus, or Satan himself. I'll just make sure I arrange the appointment. How's that?
There we go.
Now, you got to understand, you're arranging the appointment when you expose and leave your home with a depleted uranium, with a worse than depleted uranium in a sense, smart meter, and you stick a cell phone inside your head, or you don't check your appliances that have step-down transformers like your computer or your clock beside the side of your bed in your head that's giving you radiation all night long. You're cooking your genes and telling yourselves, go to sleep, little DNA. Don't generate messenger RNA, make structural proteins and enzymes. And then you can fractionally clone yourself to a new body that night. So in a number of months or years, you're like a very bad photocopier that you can't recognize someone's face on a photocopy. Remember that game we used to play years ago? Somebody would photocopy their face and photocopy the photocopy to see if they could recognize who it was? Remember that game? Well, every night you're photocopying yourself into a new body because nobody's older than a 7-year-old. Did you know that? Everybody's 7 years old once you become seven. I don't care if you're 70 or 90 or 14 or 21. You're still a 7-year-old because all your tissues are only 7 years old. Isn't that interesting?
That is.
Yeah. And if you do a really crappy job of fractionally cloning yourself and you jam your DNA with electropollution. So the best way to describe electropollution is a DNA jamming technology. It would be like jamming the U-boats in the Second World War so they couldn't communicate with Nazi Germany. you know, jamming was a real big deal, right, back then. How do we jam their communications? The Russians are really good at. They flew over the Cook a few years ago, and they actually jammed their communications. They even shut down their generators inside this U.S. Navy ship. That's what electrotoxins do. They jam your cellular communication. Do you know that without the Schumann resonance of the Earth, your DNA doesn't even work? It shoves the electrons with a Lin effect to the outer orbitals and actually allows your cells to talk to each other in the ion channels. So if you go into space without the Russian Schumann resonance generator in the International Space Station or spaceflight between planets, your DNA shuts off. Did you know that?
Wow, that's intense.
Yeah. It's called the Lin effect. It's how your cells talk to each other. And we already know all the quantum physics. This is nothing new. The Russians have been at this for 75 years, and they have it down. We know, too, but it's classified, so we don't talk about it. That's why we have these scalar fancy weapons that'll trigger off cancer, give you a heart attack or stroke, or make you have a very bad day, the last day of your life. We already have these battlefield or CIA-type weapons, believe it or not.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Our guy Brian from BC Tronics, we have an app. It'll be available probably, I would guess, in late October, early November. And this app is going to allow us to actually allow people to purchase the app, and we'll purchase it directly. We won't go through the app store over at iTunes. And they will actually be able to download to their iPhone, their iPad, or computer, and they'll be able to actually convert music into the Song of DNA harmonic resonant frequency scale. It'll be different octaves. You can choose octave one, you know, the base frequency of the minerals according to the research in Linus Pauling, or octave, say, five, so it actually has a musical note that's in the audible range that you like. And we'll actually be able to convert music, whether your favorite music from, you know, B.J. Thomas or a modern artist, whatever, into a musical note. Actually, you're talking to your DNA with atomic resonance of minerals and amino acids. Pretty cool. Like the 432 resonance frequencies, which are reminiscent of the ancient research that they did on King David's work on the musical scale and the flute and the harp and the ancient stuff going back to India over 12,000 years ago that shows these frequencies. Now, why are they important? It's because we live in a toxic world that's putting out bad notes, bad frequencies that actually are jamming your DNA. Now, with the atomic resonance antenna, you can actually unjam it, and a lot of the material and parts of that component we get from UTLESS EMF, the little alligator clips that go to the output with a little output jack that goes directly to the amplifier we use, a pile amplifier, the various cables. And what we're doing is we actually put together a machine that actually will take my MPC frequencies when I transfer it by Dropbox to say if you're treating arthritis or diabetes or hypertension or whatever. Those are frequency patterns discovered in research by Linus Pauling, and I've been able to actually generate the frequencies so we can actually deliver those to you as an MP3, and you just, as a share file, you can download it to your iPhone, your iPad, and just play it to your ears, or even put it in your Sonic Life machine, which is the best way to deliver it, or the Sonic antenna. This antenna system is just $350. We'll send you all the frequencies. In fact, we'll even update the frequencies as new ones come available just as a share file. So you're going to be part of a club. In other words, you're going to have the actual resonant frequencies to deal with, say, depression or insomnia or diabetes or arthritis, because there's specific resonant frequencies turn on DNA to actually heal your body. Pretty cool, eh?
Yeah.
That's available right now, by the way. You don't have to wait 3 months. 3 months is a new app that you can have on your phone. That'll be available to about, I'd say, end of October, early November. Now, you have a lot of things. You have things to shield people from clothing. There's a link if you go to shop, buy products, and go down to Celestia MF. You can buy clothing to protect you from radiation. You can buy things to wrap your step-down transformer for your computer, your clocks, clock by your bedside. You put on the Stetsurizers, a plug-in to take the low-frequency harmonic radiation that's coming into your home from other people around you and the power grid company dropping dirty electricity into your home. Low frequencies are, we call, disjunctive harmonic resonance that's going to throw off your normal cellular communication. Because remember what's going on in our toxic electromagnetic polluted world. If you can convert it to a bad smell or a sound, or I use the joke, a voice-a-con, you have the voice of a celebrity like Arnold telling you that, you know, it says, "This is getting dangerous," would be the first icon. And then, as it turns up, it would say, "It's getting very hot, and there's live ammo going past your ears." And then the final would be, "You're about to die." In other words, the frequency would go up to the point where the voice of kind would tell you that how bad it is. Because we don't have taste or smell receptors that tells us things are dangerous, do we? We haven't evolved these because we haven't lived in a world where electropollution is the order of the day. And now they want to add 5G network. And by the way, 5G allows voice to petrous temporal bone of your brain. And even what they want to do eventually is hack into your consciousness directly. If you think that we're making this up and I'm making it up, I'm not. You can now see a lot of literature. In fact, I talked to my computer techie guy. They want to hack directly into your consciousness. They just want to know if your cell phone, you think, is off in your bedroom and you're talking about, "Hey, I think I'd like to go do a trip to Japan." And all of a sudden you see commercials for Japan. It's because they're always listening. Damn it. And you have to understand, they want to eventually listen to your cortex and even insert ideas into your cortex. Imagine how dangerous that is. You want a totalitarian state? Then the guys that wrote 1984 and, you know, these horror shows back 75, 80 years ago, you know, about the time machine, you know, about the Morlocks. You want a totalitarian state? Imagine a state that can actually insert ideas into your head. Not just bad literature, insert right into your cortex so you think it's one of your own ideas. Is that scary or what?
That is.
People say, "No, Dr. Deagle, they can't do that." I say, "You know what? They tried to recruit me to do it 40 years ago at UCLA for DARPA. Do you know that?"
No.
They wanted me to work. I was already writing, because I have talents in mathematics. I was writing nonlinear software in machine language, Pascal and PL1, 47, 48 years ago. That's almost 50 years ago. I was recruited from grade 11 to go in plasma nuclear physics at MIT, so I'm not an average guy. All right? I've got skill sets. So they wanted me to do this stuff. I was going to work on the World MS Tissue Repository and Brain Bank. But, we got another project. We want you to work on this DARPA project where they had a magnetronic helmet cooled with liquid nitrogen to convert pilot control commands in the cockpit of a mock-up F-14 fighter so the pilot could fly the jet and fire off ordnances by thought. Do you know you can buy an MD-Athlon computer now that actually you can control it by thought right now? In fact, they've got a special chip. NVIDIA is coming out next month, September. That's 100,000 times faster than my computer, which is currently the fastest commercial computer you can buy that are non-military. It's custom-made. My computer's so fast, it's like screaming. I can do something in 10 seconds that would take me 15 to 20 minutes or an hour on a regular computer. 10 seconds. And this new one's 100,000 times faster, and it's AI. It's an AI chip. If you don't realize the future is coming to slam us right in the head, it already is. If you've got a smart meter on your home, or you're sticking a cell phone in your head, or you don't realize your dimmer switches and your electricity is coming in your home is broadcasting pollution to you, to every cell of your body, you're not paying attention, right? And you need to block that. We have people, I had one guy last week email me, says, "Dr. Deagle, I know there's a whole bank of these on my side of my apartment building, and it's right by my room." I'm thinking, damn it, you need to put a wall up, guy. And you have the wall material. In fact, it's one of our sublinks is how to build a wall with the special drywall stuff that'll block it. Our next door neighbor wasn't blocking his, this is our previous neighbor, because we've got a new neighbor now who's nice, but he's with it. He's a Christian. But our first neighbor back about 5-6 years ago, we went and I took my gigahertz solutions I got from you guys years ago, and I pointed down toward his garage, which is down a big steep hill about 75 yards. And his smart meter was going off every 4 to 7 seconds toward our bedroom. Over 2,000 microwatts per square meter. So I called the power company up. I said, "Do you know what? your meters are going off every 47. No, they only go off four times a day to transfer data. I said, you know what? I got a device that tells me you're a bold-faced liar. Well, Dr. Dingle, I said, shut up, okay? I'm a techie. I got a machine here from Germany. This is an open and shut case. So I had to build a wall, and I used your material to build it, and I put it right on my actual physical wall because I have a wall around my entire property, which is over an acre, about an acre and a half. And that wall blocks all of that radiation that's blasted right back at them. Now, ideally, they get that smart meter off their house, but eventually they also want to have smart things to monitor how much water you're using. How dare you draw water from the ground? It's like, are you kidding me? So you want to get clothing to protect your canopy in your bed. You want to block the dimmer switches. You want to get these radiation-free headsets. I put my little jacket around my computer. My wife said, what is that? That looks like a cloth wrapped around your computer. I said, that's so I don't get fried while I'm doing my show. And I love it. I'm sure I could take my gigahertz and say, it's quiet. No blasties.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
A couple of announcements. The first thing is I have 400 roughly wellness conditions and our health conditions. I'm going to make some short vignettes, probably 2 to 5 minutes of a summary that I'm going to post up on my Vimeo channel. So if you go to the bottom, which is videos on Shop by Products, these are all free, by the way. You'll be able to see a lot of short vignette videos talking about different health conditions, referring to products and technology. And one of the most amazing products is Neutrodyne. In fact, it's our top seller. And it's going to be up there, of course, with our Red Deer Velvet DR because it's the first product in the world that actually returns you to the fetal state where you don't age. Now, we have to understand, what is a living cell? It's a chimera between eukaryotic DNA, which is in your nucleosome, or a little spheroid that contains your actual DNA, 23 pairs of chromosomes. But it also has prokaryotic DNA in this spherical little mitochondria. Now, in your heart muscle cells, there are anywhere between 500,000 and 3 or 4 million. In a Purkinje cell in the cerebellum, there can be 5 or 6 million. And even in other parts of your body, there's hundreds of thousands at least in each cell. Now, why is that important? It's because if a cell is healthy, the mitochondria are generating high energy ATP and NADH, adenosine triphosphate, and nicotine adenine dinucleotide hydride. That's dependent on what's called electron density in a cytochrome that actually goes through the electron transport chain to create these high-energy molecules that make your cell aerobic. Meaning oxygen allows the oxidative phosphorylation to create through the Krebs cycle. There's another name for it, which I missed right now. One of my colleagues actually was a Hungarian that developed it, not Krebs, the German. And what people have to understand is in order to do that, you need to have T3. Now, T3 is the T4 was one of the 5' iodine removed, and that's dependent on not only monatomic iodine, which your body makes a teeny weeny amount of it, and 6 other minerals. And without those specific minerals, we also have forescolin, which is our coleus forescolii. We call it fat mobilizer because it not only burns off fat, but it also catalyzes the 5' deiodinase. Now, why is that important? It's because without aerobic metabolism, your cells turn to cancer or get infected or start to accumulate biotoxins, and you don't reclone each cell or tissue into the future, which means your body starts to fall apart. So Nutridyne is one of the anti-aging nutraceuticals that not only kills off pathogens, it activates your redox pathways to actually make your cells pump out sodium and pump in magnesium and potassium. But it also helps to create high-energy molecules in your cells so you actually have the aerobic metabolism to kill toxins and pathogens inside your cell and to get them out of there, but also to reclone your cells into a future cell that divides and creates new healthy tissue. So without Nutridyne, you can't clear pathogens, you can't raise the redox of your tissue, and you can't protect your mitochondria. It also helps your body get rid of, like the Apprentice, like Donald Trump and he used to run his shows. It makes you like the Apprentice, and it tells mitochondria you're fired if it's too old and not working. It's called improved mitophagy. Now, one of the best markers of diabetes and many degenerative diseases is electron microscopy signs of decreased mitophagy. And as soon as you start taking Nutridyne, you improve mitophagy. You get rid of old damaged mitochondria, and you say to those mitochondria, you're fired, buddy. Go home to the retirement community. You're done. Is that interesting? Now, you usually have some really good questions, Tony, so I want you to start off from the top, because I want people to understand everybody should take at least 4 or 5 drops a day, at least once a day or twice a day of Nutridyne, just to help your metabolism, because the underlying basis for almost every disease is your cells are going anaerobic. Cancer is anaerobic. Heart disease is anaerobic. Dementia is anaerobic. Accumulated biotoxins and chemicals in your body is anaerobic. So if you don't have aerobic metabolism, which is basically activated thyroid metabolism to create the high energy molecules, your cells are going to, and your tissues are going to get sick, and you're going to get illness and death. So go ahead with your questions. Go ahead.
Well, so one thing that I noticed that, you know, these customers of the Nutridyne formula mainly talk about is that they feel energized after they take the Nutridyne. And so I was wondering, if somebody has chronic fatigue or, you know, tiredness throughout the day, what might Nutridyne, how could they use it, their dosage?
And you don't need to take very much. But say 4 or 5 drops in water twice a day. And I usually tell people don't take the full thing in your mouth because it's a tincture, it's alcohol-based. But try to drop it in your drink or your juice or water. If you have a serious head pathogen, though, you want to bump that dosage up at least for a week or two to 15 drops 3 times a day. And it'll kill anything. It'll kill viruses, bacteria, fungi, spirochetes, mycelial fungi. It just gets rid of everything. It's the most powerful of our 3 antipathogenics. We use that, Allicin Med, and NutriSilver. By the way, our NutriSilver has a special polyphenol high electron density complex that delivers liposomally the atomic form of silver, so it's very powerful. But the most powerful of our 3 antipathogenics is Nutridyne. It also is because it's in a higher energy state, it displaces and detoxifies other halides, because our world is loaded to the gunnels with fluoride, chlorine, and bromide, and all the pesticides you can think of, all are halides, aren't they? Plus they lock onto the female or estrogen receptor. So the estrogenize, we call any primate or any basically terrestrial animal. So if you have a feminizing halide toxin or biochemical toxin like a pesticide, it's going to feminize alligators or people. Not good. You don't want to see genetically hermaphrodizing chemicals making your sperm count drop or making you infertile or turning you, as they say, said last time with my Arnold Schwarzenegger voice, I can't believe it now. I'm now in my 60s. I've had heart surgery, but now when I look out, I see an awful lot of girly men. They're carrying the girly men because their sperm count and their testosterone are dropping because they've got halide toxins. And the most powerful thing to get rid of the halide toxins are 2 things. Number one, Nutridyne. Number two, xenoestrogen detox. You got to get the damn stuff out of your body. And of course, methylation, our SAM methyl. We have a new soft gel, 200 milligrams. We have the 7-methyl powder, 400 milligram lemon-flavored powder in a nitrogen sachet with 600 milligrams of trimethylglycine. So those 3 things are important, and the 4th one will be the 7-methyl soft gel, which comes out in about 3 weeks. But people need to understand, letting your cells be biotoxin exposed to halides and letting your mitochondria not work, you get what's called type 2 hypothyroidism. Now, type 2 hypothyroidism is tied directly to diabetes, dementia, and so on. In fact, dementia is diabetes of the brain cells. Isn't that wild? I call it type 3 diabetes. I coined the term more than 3 decades ago. Other people have stolen it afterward and said, we thought of that. No, no. Deagle did first. I did the original research 38 years ago. It was Deagle. And Dr. Otto, you know, I work with. He, of course, we generated the data together, but I was always the one making the crazy metaphors. So, we have to understand, so when you look at Neutrodyne, it's an essential, because our entire civilization is dying from mitochondrial depression. If you actually look at the biotoxins in the environment, everybody is, to some extent, is becoming, over time into their 60s and 70s, you know, 60s and 70s, are developing basically radiotoxin hypothyroidism, basically type 2 hypothyroidism, which is increased reverse thyroid hormone, blocked mitochondrial function, decreased oxidative phosphorylation, tissue pH dropping to the acid range, inability to get rid of halide toxins that are feminizing, etc., which, by the way, are also cancer-inducing. So if you look at a woman, then you take an aspirate, a nodule in her breast, you can actually put in high-pressure chromatography the chemicals, and you'll actually see that those chemicals are actually halides that are actually feminizing, that are concentrated up to 2,000 times or more in their breast tissue. So every glandular tissue in your body, prostate, pancreas, breast, are glandular tissues which concentrate halide biotoxins that are cancer-inducing and feminizing. Not good, is it?
Now, hey, so the U.S. National Library of Medicine states that iodine deficiency disorders is one of the biggest worldwide public health problems of today.
Yeah, but the problem is they don't specify the form of iodine. When we had Fukushima Daiichi, there was a major alert, and everybody and their dog was going on the internet and trying to buy iodine off Amazon and elsewhere. And the federal government actually had to intervene because they were getting iota caps. And iota caps, if you take it more than 2 weeks at the full dosage, if you got exposure to, let's say, a nuclear weapon, it'll make you start to have retinopathy and go blind and start seeing yellow. It'll also cause thyroid gland failure and actually shut down your thyroid ability to make T3. Do you know that? So the regular crappy forms that they have out there, like iota caps, will actually shut off your thyroid gland and actually can cause neuropathy of your brain and give you peripheral neuropathy too in your nerves and your feet, your sensory nerves. Duh, so they had to stop the sale. Crazy, eh?
If you imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
However, recently, a move toward a Let me talk about this, okay? You had a question. Go ahead from the original question. You wanted to know what is blood pressure and why does Neutrodyne help? First off, and I try to teach this to people intellectually, the answer to a tough question is to ask better questions. In fact, I tell people, don't believe anything I say or present, even if you haven't done your research, and ask better questions. And don't believe just the sewer net. If you go on a click, click, click on Google or some other search engine, don't believe what you read on Wikipedia or some other place, some so-called medical wellness site, unless you ask better questions and see if you can validate what they're saying actually makes sense and supported by science, evidence, or other ways of determining if it's true. So, do you remember, do you know the story of Mr. Korotkov?
I don't.
All right. Well, the Korotkov sounds were developed originally as a method for auscultating blood pressure. And the Korotkov sounds were developed originally by a gentleman in Eastern Europe. And there's five phases. If you go to Wikipedia, you can actually determine those. Phase one, the first appearance of the faint, repetitive, clear tapping, at least two heartbeats, is the systolic pressure. And phase two is a brief period of follow which the sounds soften and acquire a swishing sound. Phase three, the quality of the sharper sounds, which become more CRISPR to regain or even exceed the intensity of the first phase one sounds. Phase four, the distinct abrupt muffing of the sounds, which become soft and blowing in quality. They used to consider phase four the diastolic pressure, which is the minimum residual pressure in the artery all the time. And phase five is the point at which the sounds finally disappear. Now, it was removed recently to actually believe phase five is actually the better measure of diastolic blood pressure. There's vascular physiologists have actually doing work on this using a technique called the endopat and endothelix, either measuring the temperature of the fingertips or the blood flow in the fingertips to determine from the Technion Institute in Israel about 20 years ago. So this gets pretty technical. So what is blood pressure? The peak pressure in your arteries at any time is considered systolic or close to it. And diastolic is the remaining pressure that's present in your arteries most of the time during both systole and diastole, which means after your heartbeats. Now, what is hypertension? Hypertension is where your blood vessels are not getting a peristaltic secondary contraction from the heart, so therefore the heart is pumping against functional resistance. So your systolic pressure, which is the pressure when you're first going to hear a faint tapping sound, is higher than it should be, which means your arteries are acting stiff and not getting a peristaltic secondary shearing force contractile waves. If you looked at the side with an ultrasound, it would be like watching a snake eating a mouse. You know, oop. See, the mouse go down as the peristaltic wave pushes the artery. 2/3 to 3/4 of your blood flow to your periphery is actually your blood vessels contracting your aorta, your arteries, and the vascular bed through nitric oxide. And if you don't have nitric oxide and you don't have aerobic metabolism, you're not going to get a secondary peristaltic wave, which is what Neutrodyne helps to support mitochondrial function in your heart. 3/4 of the weight of your heart muscle is mitochondria. Did you know that? And 3/4 of the intimal lining of your arteries is mitochondria. So without functioning mitochondria, getting a peristaltic shearing force wave, you don't get a primary wave in your heart, and you don't get a secondary wave in your aorta and your arteries to deliver the blood to your periphery. All of the blood flow back from your venules and veins in your inferior and superior vena cava to your heart, because the heart does not pump the blood back to itself. It doesn't have a giant straw sucking the blood back to itself. It only pumps blood out to the lung fields. Did you know that? So the Harvey model that the heart pumps the blood around the body is wrong. It's been 500 years wrong. And it's been proven. I have the published studies. People say, well, my doctor doesn't know that. I'll send them the studies if the knucklehead doesn't know it. I don't care if it's been 50 years in cardiology. This is published in their own cardiology journals. But most people don't have the brains or the curiosity to ask questions to prove that what they previously thought was true is not. So most people with hypertension are basically hypothyroid. And you know how you can tell? There are several ways. The first thing is, starting about the 1960s, they decided to make synthetic thyroid, synthroid levothyroxine, which is not the treatment for thyroid. It's T4. T4 is a half-life. It's a prohormone of 37.5 hours, and each tissue compartment literally deiodinates in the 5' position to make T3, which locks in the crystal Golgi and actually uncouples oxidative phosphorylation to make ATP and NADH. So you never should take synthetic thyroid. You should take always a glandular, and you can monitor it by monitoring two things: your core body temperature first thing in the morning and after lunch. It's not always correct, because you can still have hypothyroidism if your reverse thyroid hormone level is high. If your RT3 is high despite normal T4 and T3 levels and normal TSH, you're hypothyroid. In fact, I've had one of the doctors from NASA on the program about 5 years ago when I proposed to him that are my research and the research of I brought from Germany back in 1980 from Germany on reverse thyroid hormone, because I brought the test over with Dr. Otto Huhn doing research at the University of Calgary. We were looking at insulin glucose tolerance tests. We discovered that reverse thyroid hormone is the best marker for what's called type 2 hypothyroidism, which about 10 years ago, Dr. Mark Starr actually wrote a book called Type 2 Hypothyroidism, based originally on all the work that I did with Dr. Huhn 38 years ago. And by the way, I was persecuted and threatened to have my license pulled for doing the research, which is typical. And with science, too, by the way. The head of pathology was working with me, and we had biosciences in California at the reference laboratory testing our results from the University of Edmonton Hospital every month. So we know our data was good, and we spent millions on lab tests. Not thousands, not hundreds of thousands. We spent millions. So is Dr. Deagle a little mad? No. Angry is not a good enough, strong enough word, because I'm a whirling dervish of good questions. So when you hear people say about blood pressure, how far have they parsed the idea of what pressure is in the first place before they ask their question? But Neutrodyne is going to help because it's going to improve the oxidative metabolism of your mitochondria, which means your arteries are going to start pumping better, so you're going to get better perfusion to periphery, and your heart's not pumping against resistance. Interesting, hey?
Yeah.
So that answers that quite well, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. So you were speaking about high blood pressure with hypertension, but what about if somebody has low blood pressure? Could Neutrodyne help correct that?
Oh, sure. Well, it'll correct lack of perfusion because, see, a better index is not what your blood pressure is, which is one index. The other is what's called perfusion. And there's two techniques, EndoPat and Endothelix. And if you contact me, I can give you a cardiologist who will actually do an outpatient test on you anywhere in America. In fact, if I give you the actual links, if you email me, I'll give you the links. In fact, I'm thinking about just posting it up there under a Shop My Product so people can go click, click, and just go and find a cardiologist in our part of the country that can actually do the test. But I prefer people contact me because usually people have other issues and they need to contact me by email and say, well, Dr. Deagle, what about this? Because their doctor's not going to tell them. I mean, this was developed at the Technion Institute in Israel, and most people don't understand the difference between blood pressure and perfusion. If you overtreat someone's blood pressure, you can actually drop their perfusion. If you drop someone's perfusion, they can become demented, develop angina, or hypoperfusion syndromes, just like somebody with low blood pressure, where they have a hypoperfusion syndrome, and they can end up with, you know, amputations or infections or all kinds of bad stuff happens.
Wow.
So, you know, low blood pressure is not a good thing either. I mean, you have to have an optimal blood pressure that delivers the best perfusion to deliver oxygen and nutrients to your tissue and pulls away the biotoxins generated by general metabolism. Right?
So taking Neutrodyne would benefit someone with low blood pressure, and how should they take it?
I wouldn't take a high dose. I'd take 5 drops and water twice a day. I'd also take our cardiovascular and things to improve perfusion, such as CoQ10, ubiquinol and CoQ10, VascuCare, carnitine, and cardiovasc. And you want to make sure that they're getting support. So we use mitochondrial catalysts to increase mitochondrial function in their artery walls, because they basically have a mitochondrial defect in their heart and their vascular walls, so the pressure is low, because they're not getting a strong cardiac contraction, so their cardiac index is low. So if you did a cardiac index test with an echocardiogram, you're going to find out they have a low cardiac index, which means they may be 50% or lower than normal, so they basically have hyperperfusion syndrome and an inadequate cardiac index. Their heart is not contracting each pulse with enough blood flow to maintain a normal pressure perfusion to their periphery. And the initial pulse that the heart does stimulates your arteries with a secondary shearing contraction to create the secondary wave that the blood vessels contribute 2/3 to 3/4 of your blood flow to your periphery. Is not your heart at all. Your heart just starts, it's almost like a foreman in a work gang, you know, unloading things from a train into trucks to go off to the distributor, like, you know, Amazon. Think of the foreman. He can't do all the work, but he's got a dozen guys working for him. Those dozen guys are the arteries that deliver to your tissues, your brain, your heart, your liver and kidneys, etc., and your lower limbs. Interesting, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have some more questions? Go ahead.
Yeah, so I was wondering, you know, people have difficulty concentrating a bunch, and I was wondering, is this one of the things that could decrease?
Oh, yeah, it helps. As soon as you start getting more energetics in your brain, you're going to do through tryptase and paralyzed enzymes, convert amino acids to neurotransmitters. You're going to myelinate your brain. You're going to increase the ability to create action potentials to create neural networks of thought. See, thought is a scintillating canopy of harmonic frequencies, of non-localized resonant frequencies that record memories as microtubules. That's what the brain is. It's a non-localized harmonic frequency array, remembering things as similar to previous frequency memes or icons, or even what I call the alphabet of the brain. And when you don't have enough oxygen, enough action potential, enough energetics with things like Neutrodyne, you don't have a neural array, you can't think. So Neutrodyne improves thought, too. Interesting, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.